right now, our coverage begins in Fairfax County, Virginia, where jury selection starts this morning in the defamation trial of defendant and actress Amber Heard. So who's the plaintiff? Longtime actor Johnny Depp. That's right. Depp is suing his former spouse for $50 million, claiming that Heard's detailed op-ed in the Washington Post about Depp's domestic abuse was false and that he was the real victim in the story. Now, Heard is actually countersuing Depp for $100 million. So Depp is expected to testify, along with other notable names from Amber Heard's side, such as James Franco. We even believe Elon Musk is going to be a central factor in this case. We expect some fascinating moments throughout this star-studded trial. And the great news is that we're going to watch it all unfold in real time because cameras have been allowed in that courtroom once the trial begins. But not only that, Law and Crime's own Ann Jeanette Levy is with us right now reporting live from outside that courthouse in Virginia. Ann Jeanette, good morning to you. It's good to see you. Walk me through the scene. What is happening right now outside the courthouse?
Good morning to you, Jesse, from a very sunny Fairfax County, Virginia. We've got a lot of people here, a lot of activity so far here this morning as jury selection is set to begin in less than an hour in the case of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. You asked what's going on here. This is what's going on. I'm going to show you a long line of media. Oh, somebody's arriving. Let's step out of the way. We've got somebody coming in here. Everybody's kind of paying attention. We're looking to see who this is. I'm having a little trouble seeing, Jesse. I don't know if you can see better than I can. Was that Amber Heard walking in?
I didn't see her. It doesn't look like her to me. No.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. So I'm sorry. Well, thank you for clearing that up because everybody was kind of like, as you saw, whoa. You know, everybody's waiting to see who's getting out of the black kind of limousine type car, the Escalade that just pulled up. So I couldn't see that far across the street, but obviously you could. Maybe that was a false alarm. So as you can see over there across the street, there's now this white SUV in the way, but there's a crowd of fans over that way in front of the courthouse doors. They are awaiting the arrival of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Whether or not they'll be coming in those front doors, we don't know. They are celebrities, so maybe they'll be coming in another way. We're just waiting to see. But obviously, a lot of people are interested in this case, as you have Johnny Depp, famous actor, suing his ex-wife Amber Heard for defamation. This is all over a Washington Post op-ed that she wrote back in December of 2018, in which she talked about being the victim of domestic violence. She didn't name Johnny Depp by name, but Johnny Depp says, everybody knew that she was talking about me. Who else would she have been talking about? We were married and we had dated for several years. So that is why he is suing her. We've got a lot of media here, probably, you know, local media, but also national media as well. And you may be asking yourself, why on earth are we here in Fairfax County, Virginia, of all places, since Johnny Depp and Amber Heard both live in Los Angeles? Well, the answer to that question is the Washington Post is published and their servers are here in Fairfax County, Virginia. So that is why this lawsuit was filed here. Also, the defamation laws here in Virginia used to be a little bit looser. So that allowed people to come here to file lawsuits. Those laws have since been changed since the filing of this lawsuit. So it's a really interesting case. It's also very interesting that Johnny Depp is not suing the Washington Post. He is only suing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, claiming that she made these false statements about him. And you may recall that there was a libel trial back in 2020 regarding Johnny Depp. He sued a London newspaper, The Sun, for defamation, claiming that they called him a wife beater and that it wasn't true. But he lost that case. So whether or not it'll be a repeat in this case, we will just have to wait and see.
And I know it's going to also be interesting about what evidence from there will be allowed into this trial. I am curious what we can expect. We know jury selection is going to start today. Can you walk us through, A, maybe how long that process is going to take? But also, once the trial starts up, who do we expect to testify? There's been names like James Franco, Elon Musk, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. What are we hearing about what this process is going to look like for, I believe, the next 6 weeks?
Well, jury selection starts this morning, and the court, in the court's orders and communications about this case, they've indicated that the jury could be selected as early as today and that opening statements could take place tomorrow. We will just have to wait and see how that progresses, that jury selection process. Cameras, unfortunately, won't be allowed in the court for that, for jury selection, but they will be once opening statements begin. And as you mentioned earlier, we are expecting people like James Franco to testify, Elon Musk. They, from what we understand, if they are indeed called to testify, would be testifying via Zoom and not coming here to the courthouse in Fairfax County, Virginia. So that is what we're expecting. Paul Bettany is expected to testify, possibly on behalf of Johnny Depp. And of course, we are expecting Johnny Depp and Amber Heard to testify, because who better can talk about what was going on in this marriage and the physical violence that may or may not have been going on. We've heard the audio recordings in the past of both Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. So we know some things went on, that there were altercations between them, that there were arguments and fights that sometimes turned physical.
Right.
So we're going to have to wait and see how it all unfolds, Jesse.
And it's going to be probably more of the disturbing allegations that we heard from both sides, as we heard in London. Ann Jeanette Levy, thank you so much. I know we can expect some great reporting from you as this trial unfolds, and it is going to be televised for the world, and we're going to cover it here on Law and Crime. Ann Jeanette, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Because you start physical fights.
Now, not only does Depp deny any of these allegations, but he is claiming that he is the victim of abuse.
You hit me last night.
No, and you hit back, so don't act like you don't participate.
I pushed you.
Truth is an absolute defense to a claim of defamation.
This trial is as star-studded as it gets. Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. Tune into the Law and Crime Network for Gavel to Gavel coverage.